It is the weekday wake up on the SVI Radio Network, Swift 98 and the Spur, heading into this hour's guest interview segment. And Representative Scott Heiner is joining me on the air today, a day ahead of the state legislative session opening up in Cheyenne. Representative Heiner, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Duke. I'm doing great. Thank you for giving me time to be on your radio program.
Absolutely. Appreciate you taking some time to talk with us and tell us what's coming up in the upcoming session. Let's just start with how things work tomorrow on the opening day. I know sometimes that first day is a little pomp and circumstance, right? You have the kind of the swearing in. You have the governor's opening statements and everything like that. Walk us through the process tomorrow.
So we will have swearing in ceremony, and then the governor will come in and address us. Sometimes we have some of our U.S. congressmen there to address us as well. So hopefully that happens, and then we'll start getting right into work. We'll split up into some committees and then convene and gavel in for the actual session starting. So many people think that the session is, you know, just 40 days and it starts at 10 o'clock in the morning, and then we go for a 2-hour lunch, and then we start again at 2 o'clock and go till 5 or 6. But actually, it's designed that way to give us time for committee work. The committees are really where the work of the people is being done, as we receive expert testimony, public comments. And so that happens starting usually about 8 o'clock in the morning, goes till 10. And then when we break for lunch at noon, we go into committee work for 2 hours. And then sometimes even in the evening, we'll reconvene different committees to try and work some of these bills and get them ready to come onto the floor and have debates.
You know, Representative, of course, as we've talked in the past, a lot of that committee work already taking place leading up into the session, too. A lot of hours put in to get ready for the committee work that takes place in the session. Let's get into maybe the nuts and bolts of what's coming up in this session. Representative, of course, a budget year. So looking at the finances of the state, sounds like the revenues were up, or at least over expectations. Tell us what you're expecting budget-wise and what the process is going to look like this year when it comes to the state finances.
Well, it has been a good year for us. And with the oil and gas prices up, we have about $900 million more than we anticipated. So the budget is going to be interesting, the supplemental budget. You know, last year was actually our biennium budget session. And this year we're just going to tweak it a little bit, and we've got a little bit more money than we anticipated. But Duke, remember 2 years ago, we were short. We had to cut $450 million. But it was just serendipity that these oil and natural gas prices went up this year and gave us this windfall of additional funds for our state. But we don't want to bank on that. We don't want to get into the situation that we were in 2 years ago, where we were cutting and trying to find the money to keep the government going. So we got to be careful where we put this money. We can go out and what we typically try to do is put it into some long-term investments, because you're already seeing the oil prices are dropping. Natural gas prices are going back to normal range. So I don't think this windfall is going to last for a long time. So what we want to do is put some of this money in long-term investments, some money in some midterm investments, and also some money in short-term investments. We realize that there's some infrastructure, some mental health care. We want to fund our suicide hotline. And we also want to take care of our state employees. We've had a higher exit rate from our state as employees than normal, as the inflation is hitting everyone in the state, in the public service as well as private. So we want to take care of those people that are struggling to make ends meet with a higher inflation rate. So one of the things we've got to consider is what we need to do for our employees that work for the state as well.
Wyoming State Representative Scott Heiner from House District 18 joining us to preview the upcoming 2023 legislative session, which begins tomorrow in Cheyenne. Speaking of the impacts to residents of the state, Representative, one of the biggest that we've seen in a while is property taxes. And that's been a big topic of discussion ongoing throughout the year, and what would be happening at the state level to help alleviate the big, big, big increases that happened with property taxes and the increase in property values. So going into the session, what are some of the top ideas that are going to be discussed, and what's going to happen with that?
So, Duke, we've seen this property tax problem coming for the past couple of years, especially in some of the counties like Teton County and up in Sheridan. But we didn't recognize that it's going to impact the state as much as it is doing right now. We were, you know, the simplest thing is for these counties to reduce their mill levy and take care of it that way. But you realize that property taxes funds local government as well as helps the schools. So we got to be careful how we address this problem. They've asked the state to get involved now, and we've looked at, I know of five different options that we're looking at. But as we try to come up with some property tax protection and reform, we got to make sure that we don't impact our local governments, the counties, the municipalities, the special districts that we have in, like the fire district and cemetery district and the conservation districts. Their funds come from property taxes. So a couple of things they're looking at that we will be debating. One is a property tax refund. Another option is to put a limit on how fast property taxes can increase. Some other states have done this where they've actually went in and said the property taxes cannot rise more than 3-5% year over year. Another one that's being looked at is acquisition value. So once you buy your property, your residential property, that property taxes stays fixed until you sell it. But all of these options limit the revenue that comes to our local governments. And so we got to be careful and weigh that and make it so it doesn't hurt the services that we come to rely on locally from our cities and county and special districts.
Representative, appreciate your time. Anything else happening in the upcoming session that you'd like to highlight, some things that will be on the forefront of your mind?
So, Duke, we've got a lot of new legislators, especially in the House. Nearly half of the legislators in the House will be new this year, which has never happened that we've had that high of a turnover. I'm looking forward to that, especially here in Southwest and West Wyoming. We've got seven new representatives, and I'm getting, as I get to know them, they are very good people. I'm very encouraged with their talents, their life skills, and I think they're going to bring a lot of value to our government in Cheyenne. I'm looking forward to having them there working with us and seeing all that they can contribute. They're good people with a lot of potential, and I'm looking forward to this.
Of course, two of those being within our listening audience, Representative Allred and Byron joining the House this year. And we'll have a chance to catch up with you and Allred and Byron throughout the session for updates as it continues. And we appreciate your time today. Anything else we didn't highlight that you'd like to mention today?
So one other thing I wanted to highlight, Duke, is we've been working for the past 2 years in the Minerals Committee as well as in the legislature to extend the life of our coal-fired power plants. And we've been doing that through enacting laws to promote carbon capture, sequestration, and storage. Well, we didn't realize how much outside support we would get from this. We've not only created an industry here within the state, but we've got a lot of businesses that are looking to bring CO2 into Wyoming to store the CO2 here in Wyoming. So we've got to come up with a way to create revenue for the state for that and make it sustainable, because it's a great opportunity for us to be able to fund the state in future years as coal has headwinds. We all know this, but maybe there's other ways we can create revenue for the state for future generations. So we'll be focusing on that quite a bit this year as well.
That's Representative Scott Heiner from House District 18. The state legislative session gets underway tomorrow. Representative, thank you for your time. Look forward to touching base with you during the session.
Thank you, Duke. Thank you for all you do.
It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up on the SVI Radio Network.